The executive director of the Swine Health Information Center reports an increase in PERS in grow finish operations since September resulted in an increase in outbreaks in breeding herds last month. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The Swine Health Information Center's monthly domestic swine disease surveillance report, released as part of its January e-newsletter, shows a moderate increase in the detection of porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome virus in breeding herds, while the detection of enteric coronavirus, transmissible gastroenteritis, and Mycoplasma pneumoniae remained within forecast levels. SHIC Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg says, given the time of year, the increase in PERS is not a surprise.
The PERS 144 line 1C activity continues in the upper Midwest. It really hasn't been the spike that we were afraid of, but there certainly still is that activity that's going on in the upper Midwest causing some outbreaks. There is also activity of other strains. The 174 is causing some outbreaks as well. So it's not unexpected, I think, given this time of year, and these are in breeding herds. And it's not unexpected also, given that earlier this fall, we saw outbreaks happening on finishing floors, and that is followed by infections that happen in breeding herds, you know, as a consequence of the finishing floor outbreak. So PERS is certainly active and alive. It's causing our seasonal problems. The 1441C has been reported to be harder to control, harder to eliminate from farms. And there are other reports that says that you can control and eliminate it. So I think it's a matter of monitoring, and it's a matter of making sure that the right procedures are in place to be able to close down the herd and eliminate the viruses.
The Swine Health Information Center's full domestic and global swine disease surveillance reports can be accessed at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.